Does it sound like a dog now?
And coming to the stage, Cody Valentino.
Oh, wow. Wow. Thank you. Oh, thank you all. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good. Nate, how are you today?
I'm tired.
Yeah. This is an early boy.
This is our first morning one.
Well, morning.
And I haven't showered, and I think the audience can smell it.
Same. Hence why I'm wearing a hat, and I wear hats on days I don't shower.
Well, you don't want the podcast to hear your hair all out of whack.
I don't want the listening audience to hear this morning hair that's happening. Let's see if you can tell.
Is that the sound of morning hair?
What's the sound of one hand hair?
Horse just galloped by outside my apartment. I think I need to make it a little more believable. Maybe I should open my blinds so you can actually see outside.
So you can see the horse outside.
Yeah, I assume it's a horse, but it's 2016. Who knows?
That's a horse, of course.
It's a horse of a different color.
Welcome to yet another episode of the hit podcast, Breaking All the Rules, Breaking All the Hearts. Wouldn't it be mice?
I thought you were announcing that as our podcast, Breaking All the Rules, Breaking All Our Hearts.
No, that's our...
all the hearts, not breaking all our hearts.
Icky breaky someone else's heart. It's a morning cast, everyone.
Icky breaky farts. And that's what we call quality content.
That's how the cookie...
I got hiccups after.
There it is. Nate, do you have an update for us on what's happening in Billings, Montana?
I don't, but my alter ego Waldo does, so let's kick it over to him.
Good morning, sports fans! Going on in Billings, Montana, we have our sports update for this upcoming weekend. Looking at the local events, cross-country, high school, city meet, 4 p.m., Riverfront Park. We don't know what high schools that is, but some high school has a cross-country meet. In soccer, college women, Montana State Billings at Western Washington, taking them on at 8 p.m. The men, St. Martin's at Montana State Billings at Yellow Jacket Field. Looking at volleyball, we have Utah State at Wyoming, Eastern Washington at Montana, Idaho at Montana State. But let's go down to where it gets even funnier. On TV, basketball, NBA preseason, Utah at Sacramento. What does that have to do with Billings, Montana? You let me know. In football, Philadelphia takes on the New York Giants. How is that relevant? In college, Texas Tech at TCU. Again, very far from Billings, Montana. Georgia Southern at Texas State. High school. Okay. Archer, Georgia at Grayson, Georgia at Loganville, Georgia. 5 p.m. on ESPN2. That's great. That's a good thing for Billings, Montana, looking at watching two Georgia high schools play football. And lastly, on radio and internet, high school, Billings Skyview at Billings West, 7 p.m. KURL, 93.3 FM, the score. Well, I just imagine it's the
score. It could be the score.
What is it? Let's actually go. KURLradio.com.
Curl Radio.
Oh, it's Billings Christian Radio and Local Sports.
Well, local sports, there you go. Wow, that's this website is fresh out of 1999.
It's real bad. It's real bad. Oh, wow. Here's your winner of the Casting Crowns concert photo contest, Julie Flanagan.
Go, Julie.
We have over 40 pictures and videos from the concert. Only 40. Actually, sorry, over
40. Over 40. We can't say that we have 50 plus, but we do have over 40.
That's not even a good picture. That's the winner. That's not even a good picture.
No, that's from an LG chocolate. That's not even from a current iPhone or otherwise.
Oh, goodness.
But the 2018 Curl Update Magazine and Business Directory. Nate, I'm going to ask the question, what do we need to do to be listed in the business directory of the 2018 Curl Update Magazine?
Apparently, we only have to be fans of Texas sports because that's what they're advertising on here. So
that'll do it for me. This is Waldo bringing you the high-intensity sports from KURL.
Just one. Just what's the sound of one dog barking?
I got a petting zoo outside my apartment today.
There it is.
So what are we talking about today?
Nate, what I have offered up on the table, on the docket, on the list for today table. Is I'm going to talk about dogs. More specifically, that dog right there. And
that sounds like a dog named Paige.
That sounds like a dog named Paige, which is a perfect segue
into A Boy Named Sue by Johnny Cash.
So, Nate, what I want to talk about today is a certain young lady who lives next door. And by young lady, I mean a dog named Paige, and how she's real angry anytime anybody walks by. And all I want to do is be her friend. But it got me thinking. Maybe the fact that she's so angry is because she has such an objectionably bad name for a dog, Paige.
I don't think it's objectionably bad. We're not letting that one go. Because I think it's objectively bad.
We're not letting that one go. I stand by it.
That's a trash dog name.
Have you ever known any Paiges who were dogs that you liked?
Can't say I have. Paige is pretty bad.
Paige is a bad name for a dog. And I think the problem is there are some human people names that could translate well to being dog names. Paige is not one of them.
It's too average for a dog. Like, they need to be ironic. So, like, George would be a hilarious name for a dog.
Yeah, I'm picturing, like, a French bulldog.
Or Ralph.
Picturing a dog that digs in El Trash.
It'd be really good, but Paige doesn't... Paige is not good.
You can picture a dog. I can't picture... Well, actually, that's not true. I can very much picture only one dog named Paige, but... Ordinarily, I would not be able to picture what a Paige dog looks like.
Now, I realize I only brought about what could be construed as boy dog names, but there's still, I don't know if you've heard of her, a dog named Lassie.
Dot, 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 dot.
That's a good callback to our first episode.
TBT. But,
yeah, Lassie, Sally would be a good name for a dog.
Gertrude, Gertie for short.
Gert.
Zoe, I think, would be a good dog name.
Zoe would be great.
Ooh.
Can't tell you the last time I thought of... Are you getting that tapping sound? That was weird. I think it was just my phone. Anyway, I haven't thought of Zoe 101 in years.
That's entirely fair.
That made me really happy. That made me really... Made me about that happy. So you have had, I remember this was back many moons ago, but you and your old roommate had a dog and you actually had like a naming contest for the dog. Can you remind me of the front runners for the dog's name?
Yeah. So we had a beagle and we very much couldn't decide what we wanted to name said beagle. So we actually came up with...
Is that what Minnesotans call the thing that you put cream cheese on?
Oh my.
That's a beagle right there.
Oh, gee, dang it.
I totally forgot about my horrible totes Minnesota accent. It's very like butchered Canadian Minnesotan and also just bad.
Oh.
Hey there, hi there, ho there.
So we came up with 64 names and put them in a bracket.
It was really 64.
We had like a good 50 something. And then we realized we have to come up with 14 more to get up to a full bracket. And we did. And they weren't just trash names.
Do you have it somewhere?
I wish I did. I wish I could find it. I do know what we got down to in the final four, but I can't remember some of the ones we lost along the way.
You should sit... Some of the dogs we lost along the way.
To all the dogs I've loved before.
Have you seen that?
No, not yet.
It's okay. I've already seen it. So sometimes you have a fiance. Sometimes she...
Sometimes you don't.
Almond joys have nuts. Mounds don't.
Which one of them has a fiance?
I'll let you guys sit with that one for a while. So she had already seen it like 3 times and made me watch to all the boys I've loved.
Three times? So that means she's seen it at least 4 times?
Probably like 7 times by this point. Kind of like the, what was the one that came out around Christmas? The something Prince? Was it just the Christmas Prince?
Yeah, it was.
How did the people look for Will Smith in December when he got lost? They looked for the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So we ended up watching that, and I'll tell you what, can definitely see how it'll wreck your heart, but the acting and the writing, it's bad. It's like Hallmark movie meets High School Musical, and they decide not to collab.
They were not then all in made, it together, then as one might it. Say. Hey.
Then they don't. Then they make the movie afterward. Which is a good segue and back into...
bringing it back to Dags. So, the final four names that we came up with. Copper, a la my favorite Disney movie, Fox and the Hound.
Love that movie so much.
We had Toothless, which I'm going to admit something here on the podcast for the first time. I was never going to name a dog Toothless. So,
especially one that has teeth.
Therein lies the contradiction, because he did have teeth. Therefore, I'm not going to name a dog Toothless. We had Officer Tim McCarthy. Far and away my favorite name for a dog.
It should have been the dog's name. That would have been so good.
We can shorten it to Officer Tim.
Even if you shorten it to Tim, it's funny. That's a funny name for Tim. Get over here.
And I think the difference in that is Tim is a funny name. Paige, still not a funny name. Hasn't grown on me yet.
Maddie, it's a good dog's name.
Gracie.
It's my sister's name.
It's also my parents' dog's name. Short for Gracie Lou Freebush from the hit film Miss Congeniality. That's a real thing. The fourth name that made it to the final four was Stitch, a la Lilo and Stitch. And the way that this beagle had different spots of color on him, he kind of resembled Stitch. So it was going to work out. We ended up going with Copper, and I think it worked out. However,
Was Todd an option?
No. Sadly, no. It was not in there. Copper, because beagle, hound dog.
Todd, Fox. You had the bad like taste in your mouth from Fox News, so you didn't want to name him Todd.
I couldn't do it. Quick shout out to @JuniperFox on Instagram. It's an Instagram account dedicated to a domesticated fox, and it's adorable.
And a fox, if you haven't heard, sounds a little something like this. Sorry, that was the wrong one. Wow. Birds are hearkening back. Oh, because I'm doing laundry right now. Spoilers. And I left my door open. So, like, the screen door's open, and this bird's tweaking out because it can hear another bird.
So, while we're on the topic, I think, what would be some other not great names for dogs, in your opinion?
Actually, this kind of... So I have a thing about names, just in general. So,
A Thing About Names was my favorite James Joyce novel.
I've talked with my fiance about this a lot. And this is a bad thing to do, but I like to stereotype names, just in general. So if a friend of mine, say, gets a new boyfriend or something like that, I'll always ask what their name is very awkwardly before asking them the normal things. I also ask how tall they are because it's funny. But every time someone submits the name Josh or Sean, I always picture a jerk high school quarterback that ends up breaking the girl's heart. So if anyone ever named a dog Josh, I would be irate. I would freak out. I would freak out. Josh or Sean would be a horrible name for a dog.
Sean the dog.
Sean. Come here, Sean. Come here.
Oh, no.
That would be such a terrible name for a dog. Sean.
Sean.
Mike would be pretty bad.
I think it might just be the one-syllable names.
One syllable's pretty bad, yeah.
Yeah. I remember hearing at some point that, like, for a dog to recognize its name early on and consistently, it should be, like, two strong syllables.
Muscle. Get swole! Can we get swole?
Teakwood.
Teakwood.
Throwback.
That'd be a bad name for a dog.
The other thing I wanted to bring up, looking at the current list of congressmen and women in the United States, some of them do in fact have good names that would translate to dogs, and some don't.
Mitch McConnell would be a good dog name.
Be a great turtle name.
I was going to say, but he'd be a better name for a tortoise.
So I'm going to read off some names of congressmen or women, and I want you to say yay or nay.
So that's a nay, and that's a yep.
Okay. I like it.
So why'd you even read that one to me is get out.
First up, Representative Tom MacArthur.
Tom MacArthur? Yeah, that could work.
That'd be a good name.
That could definitely work. It's very similar to Tim McCarthy.
Oh my God.
That's his evil twin. His Tom
his evil twin that has a
Officer
different
Tim McCarthy and Senator Tom MacArthur. Dun dun dun. We found you out. All right.
That's it. Representative Rodney Frelinghuysen.
I don't like the name. Also, Frelinghuysen?
Frelinghuysen.
Well, how would you this isn't congressmen or women, but what would you think of the notorious Ruth Bader Ginsburg as a dog's name?
Ooh, I could name a dog RBG in a heartbeat.
Oh yeah, and I think that like a RBG Ruth. Yeah. Ruth is not terrible.
Ruth Rose, isn't bad.
Well, I guess I know why. Because Ruth could be Ruthie, and Rose could be Rosie.
Both are good names for dogs.
Right.
Two syllables, cute names. Dogs would like them.
Okay. All right, I'm on to you, but RBG, we're in with that.
We're giving her the old woo.
Giving her the old woo.
If RBG were a dog, what dog would she be?
I couldn't tell you. What would you think?
The next name on our list is Representative Buddy Carter.
Oh my. Buddy Carter would be such a good dog name.
I'm not convinced that that man isn't already a dog.
Yeah, Air Buddy Carter. And
what if it comes out that Representative Buddy Carter, Republican of Georgia, is actually a dog standing upright in a suit?
Who can also shoot baskets. Or have a bunch of kids and then have a movie called Air Bud World Pup. Or he hits the baseball field and creates his movie Seventh Inning Fetch.
Beethoven.
Who's next?
The next representative on the list is Representative Lloyd Doggett, Democrat from Texas. Let's talk about this
Lloyd
one and why it's
Doggett?
Good. Lloyd Doggett of Texas.
Lloyd Doggett.
On the one hand, I think naming a dog Lloyd is one of the better names you can give a dog. And I'm
and
picturing
that's
like,
one syllable. So
that's one syllable good boy name for a dog. That's not even taking into account the fact that his last name is Doggett.
I think that we're stepping into something here that wasn't meant to be discovered for at least a few years. So
this is it. We're out here living in 37.
People don't name their dogs Lloyd, but this guy's sole purpose of existing is it's an actual command to name a dog Lloyd. So like Lloyd, dog it. Like you should dog it. The name Lloyd, you should dog it.
Lloyd, comma, dog it.
Yes.
I can get behind that.
Woo! Me too. Lloyd Doggett. That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, best of luck to him in his reelection in Texas.
I voted absentee in Nebraska, so. Oh. All right, register to vote absentee in Nebraska. Go register to vote. Please.
Learning a little bit more about Lloyd Doggett, he received both a bachelor's degree in business administration and a JD degree from University of Texas at Austin.
It's a good school.
He was a member of the Texas State Senate.
As one would be.
As one Doggett would be.
What's the next name? These have all been good ones. Do you have any bad dog names? Are there any bad dog names that you can find there?
The next name up for consideration is Representative Joseph Kennedy III.
I don't really like that.
No, I think it's a little too long.
Dog name Joseph sounds like a bluegrass band. Does it not?
Hey, we're a dog named Joseph, and we're gonna play a little ditty about Jack and Dina.
At the top of the charts with their hit single, She's Not My Baby No Mo.
We have a dog named Joseph.
I'm not a fan of that one. We also have Representative Brad Schneider. Democrat from Illinois.
No.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of that as a dog name.
Brad,
if it were, in
dog
fact,
named
a
Brad.
Dog.
Brad's the... If Sean's the jerk quarterback, Brad's the running back or wide receiver who... is like definitely not a main character, but like is always supporting Sean and whatever. So Dang it, Brad. No. Get another one of those for Brad. Now Darb, not as bad. Can you believe that? Brad backwards is a better dog name than Brad. You can't picture a old basset hound named Darb.
Darb.
Darbra.
You know that famous Beach Boys song, Darbaran.
Da 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 Ran, and most people think it's Barbara Ann, but it is in fact Barbara Ann.
The next name on the list is Representative Jim Sensenbrenner.
I kind of like that. No, wait. Whoops, I'm on the wrong spot. I kind of like that.
Maybe a really thick pug named Representative Jim Sensenbrenner.
I like it. Jim yep. Sensenbrenner, that's pretty Sensenbrenner. Good. Sensenbrenner is they make popcorn, right? Jim Sensenbrenner.
I think you're thinking of the family that ran the Yankees.
Oh, Orville Steinbrenner. That's the name of the popcorn.
It's Redenbacher.
What else you got? What if you so you've had a dog and you named it Copper? Mm-hmm. If you were going to get a dog in the future, what kind of dog do you want? And what would you name it?
I think I would love to have a pug. And here's why. I think those little round popped out eyes are the cutest things. And thinking back to Men in Black, the American treasure that was Men in Black. I think that's where my fascination with pugs began. Because that was a talking dog. As we all know, that's the dream.
Dogs talk in their own way. I just let them speak in their own way. It's 2016. Let the dogs do what they want. But what would you name said pug? Do you have ideas?
I think also Doug the Pug is a great role model for what pugs could be.
Pretty good.
I think with some of these names we've encountered today, I might be inclined to name a pug.
A pug, Lloyd Doggett would be a good name for a pug. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, 100%.
Lloyd Doggett would be a good name. for me, I would be much more on the like bigger dog side of things. So like a lab or a retriever or a golden receiver, which is the Air Bud name I couldn't think of earlier. But I would like a bigger dog, something like that. Or what are those, like, Irish wolfhounds?
No, yeah.
Those are, like, amazing looking. But some big dog will be awesome. And I've always wanted to name a dog Rufus. I don't know why, but Rufus has always been, like, pretty top of the list for me. But
that's a good dog name.
We've also... The two dogs that I've had in my family, one's name was Bruno, which was inspired by my sister because Bruno is the name of the dog in Cinderella, if you didn't know.
Ooh.
So she picked that name. Effect. And then the dog that we currently have is named Otis.
That's also a good name.
Otis, of course, hearkening to the 1985 Chicago Bears, Otis Wilson, the outside linebacker. It was between Wilbur, which was Wilbur Marshall, or... Otis for Otis Wilson, and Wilbur is too much of a pig's name, so we had to go with Otis.
Those are both great names for dogs.
We also named a dog Argo.
From the Ben Affleck classic film. From
Argo is a good name for a dog, too.
I like that.
Yeah, but Rufus is way up there, and if it wouldn't be something like that, then I would probably name it Brian Urlacher.
Hopefully you get only the hairiest of dogs to be named Brian Urlacher.
Because he was bald.
I found one last name here. I want your opinion. Is this a better dog name or a better horse name? You may want to ask the horse that's outside.
That's a weird horse.
Republican from Michigan. Representative.
Hold on. Stop there. Republican from Michigan. Definitely a horse name.
That's a horse, of course. Representative David Trott. Surprising cat name.
David Trott would be a terrible cat name. It'd be really bad. David Trott is a great, great horse name. That lasts for a while.
We didn't even get into cat names on this, but Nate, what did we learn today?
I think the main takeaway is that we survived a morning podcast. And a second takeaway is if you're going to name a dog, make sure it's two syllables unless its name is Loy. One syllable. Count them.
I think we learned that there are some good names for dogs who are currently serving in the United States Congress.
You're laughing.
We didn't even get to Representative Vern Buchanan from Florida.
You could have two tortoises, one named Mitch McConnell, one named Vern. What's his last name?
Buchanan.
Buchanan. Actually, that'd be a good idea at a zoo. Open up a tortoise pavilion and name them all after current or former congressmen and women. That would be hilarious. Then even so, you could like put up little wall thingies and like have the congressmen and women, their description, and have their face superimposed on a tortoise so everyone can see how much Mitch McConnell looks like a tortoise.